Is that cool?
That's so loving.
Isn't that loving? Yeah, those cruel people, those people who come around you don't treat you right.
They're mad at you.
Yeah, they spend all the time and they're not any fun.
Yeah,
these are the guidelines to the Course in Miracles. These are the only rules to the class. I like to stand up on Sunday because you have to blow it out sometime. If you need a quiet class, come some other day.
I need not believe the ideas.
Rule number one.
I need not accept the ideas. I need not accept the ideas. I need not accept the ideas. And none of this will matter.
If you don't believe it, it won't matter. If you don't accept it, it don't matter.
Show you that the
eye is on. So if you use it, it will show you that it's true if you use it. Okay, all right. One more time, John. He's not welcoming. He's not welcoming. Okay, so we don't have to welcome anything I say. You don't have to welcome it.
These ideas I'm gonna actively resist.
Some of these ideas I'm gonna actively resist.
Some of these ideas I'm gonna actively resist.
Guess what? Won't make no difference whatsoever. You don't have to believe it, welcome it. We can resist it, don't make no difference. Truth doesn't care if you believe it or not.
Show me that the idea is a truth.
going to be on chapter 12. That's what I was told. Page 215. The judgment of the Holy Spirit. Your course book. You get ready. That actually was the intro to the course. In the workbook, that's what it said, but we just heard song. It's in the book.
I didn't read that part.
Aha! You say you didn't read it.
That part.
I'll show you where it is.
Yeah.
You've been told not to make all the things that you do that make you all mad all the time real. That's making error real. The way to not make an error real is very simple. It's very easy not to make an error real. It's what? Easy. If you want to believe in error, if you just want to believe that you make mistakes, if you just want to believe in mistakes, you would have to value, you would have to make it real because it's not true. You have to make your mistakes real because they're not true. You're having to make your mistakes real because they're not true. You believe your mistakes are real, and so you're trying to make your mistakes real. That's why your mistakes seem real. The reason why your mistakes seem real is you want to make your mistakes real. Because they're not true. But truth is real in its own right. What does that mean, for truth to be real in its own right? It means to believe in the truth, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
To believe in the truth, you don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. You don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. You don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. You don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. You don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. You don't have to do anything to believe in the truth. But you need to understand that you don't respond to anything directly. You don't respond to anything directly. You don't directly respond to anything. You don't directly respond to anything. Did you know that? That you don't directly respond to anything. You are responding to your interpretation of it. You are not responding to me right now. You are responding to your interpretation of me right now. You are not responding to me right now. How do I know that's true? Because I can be saying the same thing, and everybody's got different expressions and different responses. Some people think they're really enjoying it. Some like praying for a break to get the hell out of here class if they can. I didn't come to hear no crazy black man on Sunday. No matter how cute he is. I'm gonna have some fun before I die. And it's closer than it used to be. I used to see life like being on this bridge. And I'm crossing this bridge, and there's just no end to the friggin' bridge. Uh-oh. It may be clouds, it may be snow, it may be rain, but you know, but I still see the bridge in front of me with no end to the bridge.